Ask you if you would open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll be there in just a moment. Ephesians chapter 2. As I said in the first hour, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And I was told by Larry and Rowena that if I didn't say to you hello and give you their greetings first, that they would have my head when I came back home. So they enjoyed very much being up here. We miss them greatly down there. They're some of our dearest friends. We love to be together with Larry and Rowena, but I know you enjoyed having them here. They're a good family, and they learned to love and appreciate this congregation and spoke highly of it to me repeatedly while they were here. I was hoping they'd be here when I came, but I like it even better with them down there all the time now, and not a week's visit here. I know that isn't the way that you feel. It's good to be with Lewis and Joyce again. I've always enjoyed being with them. Lewis and I's paths crossed a number of times, but at the same place, but at different times, I guess I would say, as we were going through in earlier years in preaching. But when I was able to meet him and be with him, it was a true joy. I enjoyed being with him here in Akron when he was at Brown Street. It was always a joy to be around him, to see of his great faith. He has a great ability to lead singing. When the Lord said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, I take the noise part and do very well with that. But Lewis does a good job in leading singing, and I appreciate him there. And Joyce is a true helpmeet for him, and they've made life so enjoyable in their homes when I'm there, and I'm just glad to be with them again. In Ephesians chapter 2, I want us to notice something as we start out about the idea of faith, grace, and works as they come together. I went to a denominational seminary, a Baptist seminary, to do graduate work, and I ran across a number of those, obviously, who would be of an evangelical persuasion, the idea of salvation by faith only, or as they would express it sometimes, by grace wholly and by faith only. And the idea of work to them was just the next thing to a four-letter dirty word. The idea is that that's not something that's necessary at all. It plays no part in our salvation. That comes after our salvation. And their idea was that grace and faith are what are necessary. That was 100% of salvation when you look at it in the eyes of God. But I want to suggest to you, as we look at the Word of God, that's not what it teaches. Many people see that word work, and that automatically is a dirty word to them of saying, no, no, no. If it's work, it plays no part at all in the plan of salvation. But if you talk to them about the idea of obedience, what about that? Is it necessary to be obedient unto the Lord to be right in His sight? And what I noticed is, at that point, many of those evangelicals would be divided in their idea. Some of them would still say, no, obedience has nothing to do with it. But many of them recognize by the clear teaching of Scripture that, yes, obedience is necessary. And what I'd like to suggest to you is if we can think about that word grace or about that word works in the sense of it being obedience, then we understand something that is not in conflict with grace and faith at all. As the Word of God teaches it, they come together and are a part of that plan that God has for our salvation. In Ephesians chapter 2, in verses 8 through 10, this passage is one that was many times read while I was in that Baptist seminary, but I noticed something every time they read it. They would read verse 8 and 9 and stop and not go to 10. The full context starts back up in verse 1, where it points out that we, by our own actions, deserve death. That's what we were worthy of. But God did not give us just what we deserved, what we had earned by our merit of being involved in sin. He acted through His mercy and grace because He loved us and provided for us a way of salvation in Jesus Christ. When he comes down to the part in verse 8 beginning, he says, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Now, when you look at that, it's obvious that there is a part that is played by grace and faith. That salvation is by grace through faith would suggest it is not of ourselves. In other words, we don't earn it. If it was by faith and by grace, that means it isn't something that comes in the way of a debt from God. It's looking to God's grace and a trust in that grace. Therefore, there is something outside of me that provided for that. But he goes on to say, it is not of works, lest anyone should boast. There's the idea of when it would be not of grace and not of faith. If I had earned that by some action and God owed me my salvation, there would be no place of grace, the favor of God that was undeserved whatsoever. There would be no place of faith, of a dependence on God, because I would have done it for myself. So the point is, it's by grace, it's through faith, not of yourselves, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And then he says, for. Anytime you see the word for, you've got to ask yourself, what's that for? When the word for is there, it tells us a reason about this matter. For what? For, he says, we are his what? We're his workmanship. His workmanship. Well, what's a workmanship? That means we're involved in work. That is our place. That is our place to be involved in the works. What kind of works? The works, he says, the good works which God prepared beforehand. There are some that are of man. There are some that God prepared beforehand. Those latter, what are we to do? That we should walk in them. You see, when we look at this, it's obvious that there are